I'm here with Andy Friedman, who is joint CEO of OD Consulting. This is a firm that goes back to 1987, based in Israel, one of the leading OD consulting firms in Israel. Andy has a long experience in HR and in global HR, particularly in high-tech industries. He's also got a background in marketing and product development, which is fantastic because he's been able to develop the RBD system. Originally from South America, from Uruguay, which, as most of you will know, is one of the most socially leading countries in South America. So all good stuff. Andy, do you want to say hello and just introduce yourself?
Hi, good afternoon to everyone. Just one remark, Uruguay is also a leader in the football arena, not only in the social arena. In this kind of things, I'm proud.
Very good. Super. Okay, so what I wanted to do for our podcast this week was really just pick Andy's brains on engagement, performance management, and the role of systems in helping those to become effective and helping companies to scale these things. And through his understanding and work in developing the LBD system, give us a bit of insight on that. So, Andy, do you want to start by just giving us the background to the LBD system and, you know, what was the sort of problem that you were trying to solve that led to its development?
Okay. So, basically, I would say that one of the main issues that we wanted to deal with is differentiation between information and knowledge. The field of HR is full of information about different aspects, but there weren't many systems or solutions that can provide you knowledge or insight regarding the organizational aspect. So what we try to develop is a system that, instead of providing the manager of the organization open information or general information, it can provide you directly on the spot a unique and very focused insight regarding the main aspects of the organization or the main dimensions that affect organizational effectiveness.
Right.
Engagement was one of the main factors.
Yeah.
So as time go by, we were more focused on engagement, even though I have to say from our research, we think that engagement is quite, I would say, overrated. Too much focus on engagement and not much focus on organizational effectiveness.
Right. Interesting. Okay, but I mean, the basic principle was to construct something which moved away from just providing data to providing some kind of insight that was actually useful and practical. I know that engagement is a big part of the system. What were the other parameters that you wanted to be able to provide that insight on?
Okay. So basically the system is if you want to understand what kind of knowledge we provide to managers, we can provide managers five-dimensional knowledge, which provide you quite comprehensive pictures regarding organizational health or organizational effectiveness. I would say the first dimension is the basic dimensions of employee well-being, or is it a great place to work? So basically, fairness of employee relationship and honor to the employee, and basic foundations of employee-employer relationship. The second dimension is employees' perception. This is a very important, very unique picture that we can provide, is the employee perception regarding organizational strategic readiness. The perceptions of employees in the organization about the capability of the business to compete in the competitive environment that they are dealing with. We found that in the current time, employee knows quite a lot regarding the strategic readiness of the organization, and their perceptions regarding the capability or the resilience of the organization to compete in the competitive environment is quite a critical factor in the engagement of the employee. So basically, we can provide in different dimensions a comprehensive picture regarding a strategic readiness of the organization from the eye of the employee. The next dimension is the dimension which is more focused on the cultural diagnosis of the organization. We can provide a very comprehensive picture about the different cultural dimensions that exist in an organization, in different parts of the organization. Is it a people-oriented culture? Is it a result-oriented culture? Is it a bureaucratic-oriented culture? Or is it an entrepreneurship-oriented culture? The next dimension is the level of effectiveness of the different enablers within the organization. When we speak about enablers, we speak about performance management system, training system, compensation system, IT infrastructure, the authority of employees to do their job. Do they have the budget needed in order to fulfill their job? We find that engagement is not enough to be effective. You need the enablers of the company in order to be effective. The next dimension is motivation. Okay, we talk a lot about engagement, but engagement is a concept that was developed from the eye of the corporate. From the eye of the employee, there is a big question, which is different from engagement. What kind of value the organization provides to me? Which means, can I fulfill my personal wishes or my motivational agenda within this kind of organization? What kind of alignment there is between organizational agenda and my personal motivational agenda? And we can provide some kind of correlation between the two different aspects. The last column, I would say the last dimension, is engagement. And there we can provide a picture which is not only measuring the level of engagement. We developed a system that can provide you also attrition indicators, which is predictive analytics regarding the detachment probability or attrition probability within the organization. At the end of the day, we will provide not only a picture about the level of engagement, we can focus on specific groups, different segments, specific employees, which we find there high probability for attrition. Now, at the end of the day, you receive a comprehensive picture, which is very modular. You can decide that you want to be focused only on engagement, but as you see, it's a much more comprehensive picture which can provide you, let's say, insight. This is the reason we call the module insight, different aspects of organizational health or organizational effectiveness.